Hello and welcome to the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. This is episode 67. I'm Jamie Osborne, and thank you for downloading this podcast episode dedicated to the best in contemporary instrumental, electroacoustic fusion, new age. This music is all over the place, but though it defies description, I find that it's an amazing set of music. These artists are very interesting people. They produce an unusual and unbelievable amount of music. And, you know, as we download and enjoy episode 67 together, one of the things that I was able to do recently was to visit New Orleans. I almost said New York. No, it was New Orleans, Louisiana, for the first confluence, if you will, of New Age musicians and radio folks for the Zone Music Reporter Awards. Now, you've known that I've posted playlists there many times in the past, but though I don't do that anymore, that's still sort of the go-to site. Well, they decided they were going to have their award show as a live event this year, and since I'm just about a five-hour, six-hour drive from New Orleans, I thought, what the heck? Got to meet folks like Jennifer Thomas, Will Ackerman, the folks from 2002 up in Plano, Pamela and Randy Kopas, and the list just went on and on and on. Radio personalities as well. So what I thought I'd do on this episode of the podcast is not so much the music of the winners. Yeah, you're going to hear a couple of winners in tonight's podcast, and this one is a long one. So get back and grab yourself a nice drink and enjoy. But we're going to enjoy the music from the artists I hung out with and just kind of got to know, and boy, do we got a bunch. Well, we're going to start off with some brand new music, almost a world premiere of sorts, because this album hasn't been released yet. So we're going to start up in Minnesota with my friend Craig Carolus. He's got a brand new CD called Journey of Divine Inspiration. This is Marathon Man, kicking off episode 67 of the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, is that good guitar? What? From Nova Scotia, it's my new friend Bob Ardern. He's been a supporter of the show and the podcast for quite some time now. His CD, Wires, Rosewood, and Roots, was nominated for Best Instrumental Acoustic. Great guy from up in the northern climes. Bob Ardern, ARDERN.ca. Checking out Windrush to wind things up on our first trio of the Audiosyncrasy podcast. Thanks for downloading it, my friends. I'm Jamie Osborne. We started with the track from Craig Carolus on a CD that'll be coming out in July of 2013. It's called Journey of Divine Inspiration. Fabulous music from Craig Carolus, K-A-R-O-L-U-S, craigcarolus.com. And from that unreleased CD, you heard Marathon Man to start things off tonight, or this afternoon, whenever you happen to be listening to it. In the middle, some interesting electronic music from my friend Brian Hughes. Got to hang out and spend a lot of time with him and his lovely wife, Ariel, at the concert and the hangouts as well. You heard a track called Origin from his brand new CD, Angels and Machines. His CD called Between Empires was the winner of the 2012 Best Electronic Album. So find Brian's music at Aetopus, AETOPUS.com. Good stuff in our set. You're going to find I hung out with a lot of guitarists. It's sort of by accident, you know, and it's kind of weird. You know, you go to one of these kinds of things and we all have to wear name tags because there's a few of us we know, but you know, I know Jeff Oster and a few of the others by sight because I've met them before, but you know, folks like Bob and Brian I hadn't met before, and so we were lucky to all be having name tags on because, you know, I'm in radio and all you see is this mic and they're behind CDs and I rarely get to see what they look like too. So it was a great, great time. And these CDs, whether they are winners or just nominated, they all made it through an exhaustive process. And it was quite an interesting experience to sit and go. And I will admit up straight up to the guys at ZMR, I wasn't real big on going, but it turned out to be a really great experience. And I hope to be even more involved next time. Well, this is going to be a trio of trios tonight, or on this episode. You're going to hear three sets of three as we swim in this music, and got to meet all of these guys. This next set's going to feature the guitar of Cass Anawati and a winner of the Best Neoclassical CD from Kevin Keller. But this set's going to start off with music from Mark Onfroy, and he's up in Michigan, and this CD, Dreams of the Forest, was nominated for the Best Neoclassical Award. And from his CD, Dreams of the Forest, this is Mark Onfroy, MarcEnfroy.com, with Fireflies on the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. winding up our middle trio of Idiosyncrasy and the episode 67 download with the music of Kevin Keller. His CD, The Day I Met Myself, was the winner of the Best Neoclassical from 2012, and according to the Zone Music Reporter, KevinKeller.com, that track was part four, Searching. Now, you know, these ZMR awards that you hear me talk about, if you listen to the radio show in El Paso, Texas, you'll hear me bag on the Grammys quite a lot. And the reason for that is not that the Grammy's not a good award, it is. But my take on the Grammys is that the real people who play the real music don't get to vote on it. I don't get to vote on it in the Grammys. I could buy a membership to it, but I'm not going to do that. The station may have a membership, but they're not the ones who play the music. You know what I mean? So I've never looked at the Grammys, and I love Pat Metheny, but he shouldn't be winning awards for New Age music. So that's my take on it. I think the ZMR awards are more authentic and more legitimate in our field. So it's with congratulations we give all these award winners and nominees too, because just getting nominated to the finals is quite an experience as well. In the middle, some Cass Anawati. Got to meet Cass. Great dude and a heck of a guitarist. His CD where he teams up with Jeff Russell for Analog Universe was in the middle. You heard the title track, Anawati, A-N-A-W-A-T-Y, Russell.com. We started off with Fireflies from Mark Onfroy's Dreams of the Forest, nominated for the Best Neoclassical Award in ZMR. Mark Onfroy, with Mark with a C, ENFROY.com, Anawati Russell.com, and KevinKeller.com for our middle set of Idiosyncrasy. All right, so our final trio tonight are two guitarists and some very interesting electronica again. Now, you know I don't play a lot of electronica, and we had a lot of long discussion about this with Brian and the guy who I'm about to play, Jim Combs of Sensitive Chaos. And I told them what makes it important for me to be able to play is that the electronica has to be able to stand on its own. I don't do a 50-minute one sound all the way throughout the CD. It's got to be, 4 to 5 to 6 minutes, and it's got to be tight. And these two guys do it. But we're going to bookend this final trio with some guitar. And like I told you, I seem to hang out with a lot of guitar folks. This next guy, Joseph Solinger, is quite the story. He lives in Mexico City, but he does most of his guitar work in Dallas. Yeah, he flies up there to Dallas and performs. He actually had a gig on Saturday afternoon in Dallas, flew to New Orleans for the show that night, flew back to Dallas for a gig the next day on Mother's Day, and then flew back to New Mexico City. Wow. Quite a guitarist, too, as you'll find out. He gets a lot of frequent flyer miles. This is Joseph Solinger from Earth Voyage, nominated for the Best World Music CD. This is Voyage, josephsolinger.com. I had to handpick the artists for this because if I played music from all the artists I met in New Orleans a couple of weekends ago, this would have been a very, very long podcast. We'll enjoy a little bit more of these artists in the next couple of months, though. a final trio comes to a close with the music of Blue Eternity. Now, these guys weren't nominated for an award, but they put on a whale of a performance live for those in attendance in New Orleans at the awards ceremony. Blue Eternity is Carl Weingarten, Jeff Oster on trumpets, and Michael Manring on the fretless bass. And together, they are quite something. Now, what you heard right there was a track called Bluescapes from Carl Weingarten's CD Panamorphia. And wow, let me tell you something. These guys put on quite a performance, and just amazing stuff. Carl Weingarten and Blue Eternity can be found at blueeternitymusic.tumblr.com. You want to check them out. They put on quite a show. There were a number of amazing performances at the ZMR Awards as well. Joseph Solinger started off our final trio with the title track to Earth Voyage from his Best World nominated CD, josephsolinger.com. Earth Voyage, the name of Joseph Solinger's beautiful guitars track CD from last year. In the middle, Jim Combs performing as Sensitive Chaos with a brand new CD from him. You heard the title track. His CD, another CD of his, was nominated for the Best Holiday Album, but this is a brand new release from him called Amerisenticana. You heard the title track. Find Jim's music at sensitivechaos.com. Well, that's going to wrap things up for Audiosyncrasy and Episode 67, an extended version for you. Like I said, if I played music from all of the folks I met in New Orleans, we'd be here quite a long time, but it was a great time. And congratulations to all the nominees and the award winners. A couple of them you've heard tonight, and some great artists as well. These are great folks, and they're very deserving of your support. And I certainly hope you'll support them by purchasing their music. And when you do, tell them that you heard about their music on Audiosyncrasy. And that's pretty much going to wrap things up for Episode 67. And want to make sure that you know that if you'd like to find out about Audiosyncrasy, find our playlists, and find our other links to artists and things, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/audiosyn. Those eight letters of the podcast name are the real key to finding us on the web. Audiosyn, that's our Twitter handle as well. So you can check out us on Twitter at audiosyn. And facebook.com/audiosyn as well. If you'd like to email us the old-fashioned way, you can certainly do so. audiosynpodcast@gmail.com. That's a quick and easy way to get a hold of us. Or you can just message us on Facebook as well. All the music you hear on the podcast is played courtesy and with the express written permission of the artists. And no music that you hear is done so without that. And I certainly thank the artists for letting me share their music with you in this form. And I certainly thank you for downloading it as well. That does include this theme, just about the only podcastable song from David Lanz from his 1995 CD Skyline Fire Dance. This is the prelude to the dance. All the playlists and audio are found now on my website at radio.jameyo.com. Up in the upper right, you can click on the episodes list, and that'll take you to the page where you can listen to all the past episodes. You can see the full playlists with links to the artist's music, and over on the right, a full list of all of the artists participating on the roster. And I certainly thank them for their support of this podcast over the years. Several of them, Brian Hughes on Atopus, one of the very early ones, Jeff Oster as well. Two of these guys have been on board since the beginning, and I certainly thank them for their support. As I mentioned, we're on Facebook.com and Twitter at AudioSYN. I'd like to thank the photo edits by FireBliss for the podcast graphic as well. And if you'd like a mobile version of this, you can hit the send your web browser on your smartphone to radio.jameyo.com/audiosyn with a capital A, and that'll get you to a special phone version of the Audiosyncrasy podcast. You can check out all the episodes and listen to the episodes over your phone wherever you are as well. Also, check out the podcast app if you're an iOS user, And you can search for us anywhere on the web. But if you've already downloaded it, you've probably pretty much already found it. Feel free to share this episode with your friends and tell folks about it. And folks, I'll see you around next month in June for episode 68 of the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. Take care.